9.
T-minus 8 seconds. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition and liftoff.
Hello and welcome back to the Space News Podcast. My name is Will, and I want to say thank you to all of you space cadets for helping me do this podcast every single day. Now, you know what? China has been sharing data with NASA about the Far Side moon landing that's been going on. And I'll get a little bit more into that in a couple seconds here. But I want to say that we're really, really close to 100 episodes. We're creating a Patreon because people have asked me about it. They've DM'd me on Twitter about it. They've asked me, you know, how can I help support the podcast? And the best way to support Space News Podcast is just listening to it. That's it. That's all you need to do. Listen, subscribe, write a review, give us a review on iTunes. That's the best way to support the pod. Now I'm going to continue doing these, whether, you know, you subscribe to the Patreon or not. That's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to do these podcasts the same way that I've been doing before. But I want to say thank you to everybody who's been listening, who's subscribed, who's, you know, listened to all the advertisements. Everything is really important to keep this thing going. So thank you so much for all of your continued support. Now, let's get back to China and NASA. So China has exchanged data with NASA on its recent mission to land a spacecraft on the far side of the moon. And that's what the Chinese space agency said today. And it was reportedly the first time collaboration since an American law banned joint space projects with China that do not have prior congressional approval. Chinese Space Agency's deputy director said that NASA shared information about its lunar orbiter satellite in hopes of monitoring the landing of the Change 4 spacecraft, which made China the first country to land on the far side of the moon earlier this month. And China shared the time and coordinate of Change 4's scheduled landing with NASA, and NASA hoped to catch the precise moment of the landing and took pictures of the area, but they didn't quite catch it. But they took pictures afterwards. So NASA hasn't published any statements yet. They haven't said yes or no to this, and they couldn't be reached for comment at this point. So this is all information from China Daily, which is a state-run news outlet. And they said this was the first such form of cooperation since the 2011 U.S. law was enacted. Take on this. This is science. This has nothing to do with politics. This is human beings going to another world and exploring with engineering and science. There's no reason why we should not be sharing this information with each other. What are we afraid of? What are we afraid of as a nation and as people in general of what we might discover if somebody else uses some of our data or we use their data? We're just here for one cause, and that's science. So with this landing of Change 4 and the rover Jade Rabbit 2, it's a huge deal to China. And they're trying to catch up with Russia and the U.S. And they've actually placed space exploration among the country's national development priorities, and the Far Side mission offered a chance for China to do something not done before by any other country. So they wanted to do something to propel themselves above the U.S. and Russia at this point. We've never done this in the U.S. Russia's never done this. No one else has ever done this before. So China is the first to accomplish this goal of a far side of the moon landing. So Wu Weirin, who is the chief designer of China's lunar exploration project, said, "In the past, we were always rushing to catch up to the advanced global standards in space. And there were many things to catch up on and fewer things in which we could surpass others. With the probe on the far side of the moon this time, Chinese people have done very well." And you know what? They should be proud. This is a huge accomplishment. So the Chinese people should be very proud of their space exploration program. Now, during the press conference that happened, the officials that were in charge of this mission declined to give specific figures of the cost of the space program. And you know what Change 4, this rover, this lander, they were originally built as a backup product for Change 3. And the spending needed to refit for its new objective was akin to repairing a short section of subway line. So if you know how much a repair of a short section of a subway line costs, you kind of figure out how much it costs to launch this thing and to land it. So in other words, it was already built and it was a backup. And they were just like, hey, let's launch this thing and send it out to the far side of the moon. Like that was the mindset. Like, we have this stuff already. Why don't we do something with it? And it didn't cost that much, because a short section of subway line doesn't really cost that much in the grand scheme of things. But China isn't done yet. Change 4 is just the beginning, and Change 5, which is going to be the launch at the end of this year, around the end of this year, China plans to launch Change 5 to the near side of the moon and to bring back samples, which is the first time that's been done since 1976. That is a long time ago. Why haven't we been back? The scientists are still researching whether to send Chinese astronauts. So there could be Chinese astronauts going up to the moon after they get these sample missions done. There's no reason not to go. You know, what's the reason to go? Science? Engineering? Yeah, furthering humankind? Of course. So we might as well do it, right? So country also said that it'll welcome scientists and astronauts from around the world to make use of its space station, which is slated to be completed by 2022. So not only is China making a space station, but they said, hey, come on in. Come on in. We are going to allow you to come and help us with the space station and also work beside us in unison and in peace. So not only does China have a rover on the far side of the moon, they're planning on a return sample mission from the near side of the moon. And they also have a space station by 2022 that they're going to allow other astronauts and other science and engineers to work in. And do you want to know what else works? You guys supporting this podcast. That really works to help me get this pod out every single day. So continue listening. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much for subscribing. Continue to subscribe to the pod and also share this with everybody that you know on social media. If you know anybody that would be interested, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Like, I don't even know how to explain how cool this is, but all I can say is thank you. And this has been another episode of the Space News Podcast. My name is Will, and I will see you soon, my friends. Liftoff.